Yesterday marked the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. The new digital archive called Voices of World War I is helping to tell the personal stories of people from Connecticut who fought the war to end war. Brian Scott Smith has more.
This is the voice of a volunteer from Chris Radio, reading an article from Connecticut Explored magazine from 1917.
Many of Connecticut's servicemen and women received their war training at Camp Yale in New Haven, on the grounds near the Yale Bowl in New Haven.
Just a small part of a new digital archive of newspaper articles, surveys, and personal diaries held at the Connecticut State Library that have been narrated to bring history to life. Lisette Pelletier is the state archivist at the library and part of the project team.
Back when we started this project, it was kind of America's forgotten war, and I don't think people understood what it was.
Now the stories of the brave men and women from the state are being told by Connecticut volunteers. Scott Becker is the operations director for Chris Radio, who create content for the blind and those with learning difficulties. He says their volunteers jumped at the opportunity to be part of the project.
This new project for them was just so exciting for them to be able to get into the material, and they could then sense that individual writing that letter home.
And the project has found an unexpected new audience with teachers. As Diane Weaver-Dunn, the executive director of Chris Radio, explains, it's helping students understand history in a new way.
They can show to the students what an impact folks leaving their homes here in Connecticut, going to war, living in the trenches.
And a small exhibition of the letters and documents used in the project can be seen at the State Library in Hartford. Brian Scott Smith, WSHU News.